This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Democrats have signed up in droves to run for public office in Texas next year. All of the state's congressional seats have a Democratic candidate, and almost 90% of the seats in the Texas legislature will have a Democratic candidate as well. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the increase in candidates is part of a national backlash to the Trump administration.
Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party says it's a big deal that Democrats are running in every single one of Texas's 36 congressional seats in 2018.
We've looked all the way back to 1992, and that hasn't been done in any of that time span.
Garcia says ever since President Trump was elected, Democrats have been organizing with an eye towards 2018. He says this is something that is happening all over the country right now.
Well, I think a lot of folks are sensing that there's a sea change coming. I think they're seeing that there's a blue wave moving all across the country.
But it's not just the president that's driving momentum. Texas Democrats think they have a shot at taking four seats in Congress away from Republicans next year. Three of those seats are districts that Hillary Clinton won in the 2016 presidential election. But Republican strategist Brendan Steinhauser thinks the party will hold on to those seats.
So those three members of Congress overperformed Donald Trump on the ballot, and they did win re-election. So if you're looking ahead to 2018, it does seem like they're going to win in 2018, given that Republicans do tend to do better in midterms than they do in the presidential years.
But he says turnout could be the wild card. He says it would take a lot of Republicans staying home for them to lose a seat. But he expects Democrats will be turning out in big numbers. Even so, Steinhauser says a lot of these seats are still pretty safe for Republicans.
And although with this year, it's hard to tell, because predicting politics these days is just a fool's errand.
And Mark Jones, a political science fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute, says one of the biggest influences on how this election turns out is money. And he says Democrats are doing well there, too.
We're looking at record amounts of money raised by Democratic challengers in the Republican districts in Texas this year.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.